Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Allison. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an Australian author. I've written 8 books so far and across a lot of genres. So science fiction, historical fantasy, high fantasy. So I love to kind of just go where the book takes me.
So what made you get started with writing, actually?
Well, I suppose like a lot of people, I was a big reader when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then that kind of translated into being good at English at school. And so I got sort of a lot of kind of help and kind of from teachers. So that was kind of great as well. Interestingly, when I was growing up, the guidance counselor wasn't recommending being an author. They were saying, go into secretarial work. I was like, no. So when I left school, I went to university and I studied filmmaking. And then when I wrote a film that was going to be made for part of my course, I realized I enjoyed the writing more than I did directing.
Yeah.
So switched my kind of focus to the writing.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And so what led you to start writing all these different genres? Thank you. They're similar, they're different, but they're similar in that they have like a thread of similarity. So were you a reader within the genre, or were you just kind of like, I like world building, I like coming up with the rules and putting it all together, you know?
Yeah, you know, I suppose that I love putting a world together,
yeah.
But I also love kind of structuring a good storyline.
Yeah.
So that really gives me a lot of joy. I love writing strong female protagonists.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I land. You know, I'm moving into humor now. My newest book is quite humorous, as well as lots of adventure and lots of mystery as well. So it's kind of, you know, I've done my magic systems and I've enjoyed them. I did the Lady Helen trilogy.
Yeah.
You know what? Magic systems are really tough to write.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy to be just writing a straight historical fiction book now.
All right. So we got to talk about the Benevolent Society of Ill-Mannered Ladies. Tell us the other page.
Yeah, look, it's about two fierce 42-year-old spinster sisters. They are in the Regency era. So think Richardson, who use their privilege and their ability to move in society as old maids, that invisibility, to have other women in peril. So they pull other women out of perilous situations, and it's high adventure. I call it a serious romp. So there's serious kind of things in it, because it's looking at how women were treated in that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also about there's a sister story, there's a little bit of romance, you know, you gotta have your handsome highwayman.
Oh my gosh, I love this. And I had to tell you, 42-year-old spinster, that sounds like me. I actually I'm turning 42 this year and I'm single.
you know, it's the magic number, isn't it, according to Douglas Adams?
It is. I'm like, you know, like I actually have like the best rich auntie life. So it is all good. You know, it's always shifted. Like obviously in that era, like you're invisible, you're not like, you're kind of like in this, you're pretty much like on the shelf, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 42, my characters are considered very much on the shelf in that time. There was a lot of emphasis on marrying, you know, in your first season, when you're about 18 or even younger than that. As you got older, your marriageability was considered to be dropping drastically.
Yeah.
Thankfully, these days, you know, that a woman's worth is not just hung on that kind of criteria.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of, when I was writing the book, there was a lot of things that that are still in existence in society that I could see very much either becoming into being or have been into being for a very long time in society.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to, it's interesting to walk that line between that high adventure, the romp, and also that serious kind of feminist thing.
Mm. I love this. All right, so let's talk some books. So talk to us about what kind of books do you tend to read now?
Ooh, I'm all over the place, really. I like crime books, and Australia at the moment is having a real boom in female crime writers.
Ooh.
So there's some great books coming out there. I also like cozy crime. Mm-hmm. One of the books that I recommended was Richard Osman's Thursday Murder Club, which is one of the coziest crimes. And also I loved it too because it had older protagonists.
Yeah.
So just so much fun. I do love historical fiction as well. You know, I'm always delving into a good historical fiction book. I love fantasy books. You know, there's so many that I do read. And I do go back to some of my favorites over and over again.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm writing, because I know the story. So I'm not going to be any kind of influenced or, you know, that kind of thing. So I can settle into the book. And enjoy it. So I've read The Thursday Murder Club a number of times already.
Yeah.
And I adored, and I think when I read it, it was called Cross Stitch, but I think it's now Outlander.
Yeah.
So I adored that when I first read it, and I go back to that great writing. So as I said, all over the place. Just I love to just come across new books.
And do you have any other books to recommend our listeners to pick up? I think you have like a couple others.
Yeah. Well, so there's an old book that I do. If you like biographies of writers, it's the Daphne du Maurier biography by Margaret Forster, which is just fantastic. You really sort of feel like you do get to know Daphne du Maurier. Let's see, one of the Australian crime writers is Vicky Petratus, and she's got the book The Unbelieved, which is great. So what else do I love to write? Georgette Heyer is always high on my agenda. I do love a Georgette Heyer romp. Absolutely, when I was growing up, I was given the Georgette Heyer books.
Ooh, I love this.
Yeah. That's influenced me a lot. I think that anyone reads The Benevolent Society of Ill-Mannered Ladies, they'll say, yes, she's definitely a Georgette Heyer fan. Definitely that kind of vibe going on.
I love this. Alison, tell us where you can find you online.
Well, I'm on Instagram, Alison Goodman Author. I'm on Facebook with the Facebook author page. And my website is alisongoodman.com.au.
Thank you.
Oh, and I've also got a Twitter as well, which is Alison Goodman.
Awesome. So, thank you, Alison, for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.